Wisconsin and several other states signed on last year to a case Massachusetts brought against the Environmental Protection Agency. The states say the EPA should regulate carbon dioxide emissions from motor vehicles under the Federal Clean Air Act, because most scientists say CO2 is a major contributor to global warming. Wisconsin Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager says states have a right to act if the federal government doesn't.
States having those kinds of rights are important to average citizens, because if the federal government falls short, if the federal government is short of cash and doesn't have the personnel to enforce things like that, the states, if they find an issue to be of priority, ought to be able to come in and do it.
California has begun targeting greenhouse gas emissions, and a bill in Wisconsin will be debated next year. But the business group Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says if the Supreme Court rules with the states, it would be bad news for motorists and electric utilities that emit carbon dioxide. WMC spokesman Scott Manley says drivers would have higher costs and fewer vehicle choices.
And then as it relates to electric utilities, those emission reductions cost money, and you know those cost increases will be reflected in homeowners' electric bills and electric bills of businesses and manufacturers.
Also part of the carbon dioxide case is a group of scientists who were on an advisory panel to the EPA. UW-Madison law professor Stephanie Tai represents the group.
And these scientists regard their report as misconstrued, and they want to sort of represent at least the scientific community's judgment that there is a fair amount of scientific certainty on the role of greenhouse gases in causing climate change.
The Supreme Court is expected to rule on the carbon dioxide case next year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.